A scathing report from the United Nations says top military figures in Myanmar must be investigated for genocidal intent following the mass exodus of the Muslim minority Rohingya from the country. At least 700,000 Rohingya have fled over the past year in what investigators have described as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller spoke with one of the panel's investigators, Australian human rights lawyer Christopher Sidoti.
We interviewed around about 875 survivors and victims in the camps in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, in Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, even some in the United Kingdom. We've examined satellite imagery. We've taken video evidence and photographic evidence that we've been able to verify and have had the assistance of a number of specialists in different areas associated with these kinds of international crimes.
Were you surprised at all by what you heard?
I was surprised by the extent and by the brutality. There's a pattern of extraordinary brutality across the country. And yes, the intensity, the very large numbers involved in such a short period of time were unique to the situation of the Rohingya people. And our conclusions concerning the evidence of genocide were unique to the Rohingya people. But really, when we talk about the most serious crimes under international law, war crimes, crimes against humanity, we found a situation that was consistent across the country as a whole.
And you've named six generals. Will anyone actually ever be held responsible?
Well, we certainly anticipate that people will be held responsible because the biggest underlying issue in Myanmar is the control of the country by the military and their complete lack of accountability. Myanmar will not be able to transition to a democracy. It will not know peace and justice and freedom unless and until the military is held to account.
Aung San Suu Kyi surely can't wash her hands of this, though.
No, we have found that the civilian authorities contributed to the atrocities that we have uncovered. Certainly there is no evidence of civilian authorities being involved in the planning and the implementation of what occurred last year in Rakhine State. But they did contribute by taking steps or failing to take steps they could have taken to prevent or curtail the violence, but also by the cover-up, the denial, the provision of false information, describing the accounts of traumatised women as false, fake rapes. It's not just a matter of failure to take action. It really is a contribution to the atrocities through falsehoods, through misinformation, through covering up for the military.
Can any countries in the region, for Australia, for example, do anything at this point?
Myanmar needs to be told by friendly states like Australia and like the ASEAN nations that this is unacceptable, that the military has to be held to account, that the military has to get out of the government of Myanmar. And there are steps that can be taken internationally through the United Nations, regionally through ASEAN, and domestically even through national courts. Australian courts recognise universal jurisdiction for these most serious international crimes. And it needs to be made clear by the Australian government that our courts will be permitted to play this role if they possibly can.
Human rights lawyer Christopher Sidoti speaking to Europe correspondent Lisa Miller.